Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
Well, Larry didn't want to do this podcast, but I said, you know, Larry, this is our life.
Yeah.
This is what happens. We have to share it.
I'm here reluctantly.
We started this podcast knowing that you're just going to hear things that happened to us.
I'm a part of it. I get it.
Yeah, so... Why don't you just say what happened, Larry? Well, let me just say this. You know, the last podcast we had, Larry was driving a truck, a part-time job, delivering some...
Yeah, quote, delivering
quote,
the goods.
Merchandise.
Delivering the merchandise, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was it warm in that truck, Larry?
Oh, things got hot, all right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's what happened. I guess I should have listened to you. I guess I did have the clues and stuff, but you know, money talks and bull walks. You know how that goes, you know. Mm-hmm. And I guess I convinced myself that it was a, you know, maybe not such a bad thing to be doing. Okay, because not everybody was wearing masks and gloves. You know, I didn't think it was no big deal. But anyway, I guess something got reported about something somewhere. I don't know, and I. You know, I was driving down the road on the highway there, and, you know, next thing you know, I see the lights flashing, I get pulled over, you know, and they wanted to see what I was carrying, and I didn't think too much of it because I don't really know what the heck I'm carrying, you know, I just know that I have a delivery to make, you know, I just got these boxes, you know, and then it was like, next thing you know, it was like the 100 questions, you know, who are you doing this for? Who sent you there? What's your destination? All kinds of stuff. Before you know it, I was there for I don't know how long. I had to pee. It wasn't good. It wasn't good at all, you know? So then, before you know it, they haul me into a local station there to talk more to me and stuff. And these guys show up by. They were like...
Let's just say the FBI was there.
Yeah.
The FBI, Larry.
Yeah, the feds. I guess that's what
dear
it was.
God.
Yeah. So they're talking. I mean, well, you know me. I was pretty innocent because, like you were aware of, I didn't know what the heck I was really doing, you know? So
told you to stop it. No. Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
I
say it. Go ahead.
I guess you could say I wormed my way through it a little bit or whatever, but all I know is they didn't arrest me. They didn't find me. And they're supposed to contact me. All I got to do is be some kind of thing called a CI or something like that, you know? Something about a CI.
Okay, so let's just say he signed some kind of paper without talking to me, okay? Now, I did Avon for 27 years. I signed a lot of contracts and did a lot of business dealings, Larry. I know what I'm doing with business, okay? He signs this paper saying a CI. He didn't even know what a CI meant. Larry, confidential informant. That means you're going to be a snitch, okay?
A snitch.
They want him to help them catch the bigwigs that are doing the operation.
Well, I'm on the good guy side now, though, right? Not the bad
Larry,
guy
you
side.
You can't do this. You're putting yourself in danger. Now he signed this paper. If he doesn't sign it, I don't know what's going to happen to you. I think I'm going to have to get my cousin Bobby from Louisiana on this because, you know, he's had his share of running with the laws, you know, not us. God, I've always been
a
law-abiding citizen.
Hold your horses. Hold your horses here. When you say a snitch,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So when they were talking about stuff like they don't care too much about me, they want like the top of the ladder and stuff like
yeah.
that. Does that mean that they want to use me to take down the big cheeses?
Yes.
Like the big hooligans, the
yes.
gangsters?
Yes.
The Al Capones?
Yes.
Or the what? Holy cow.
Yes.
Oh boy,
Larry! You can't be in that harm's way like that. You just can't. Now we have to get a lawyer.
What if they find out that I'm the snitch or whatever you're saying? They could take me out.
Oh yeah.
Oh jeepers creepers, cat loving fishes. What am I going to do? Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So we need a lawyer
in the cement.
We got to figure out
like that Hoffa or whatever. Oh my god.
Yeah, I. Oh my goodness.
They're gonna have me swimming with the fishes?
Yes. Why did you get involved with this, Larry?
I don't know.
I have to be with you all the time.
What if it was that or the clink? What was I supposed to do? You know, I just said.
You should have told that kid at school. No. You would have been okay.
Yeah, but it was too late. So if they say, what would you do if they say you could be this CI thing and just walk and help the good guys, you know, or else do jail time.
Oh, God. Okay, well, this is what's going on now. So we'll keep you informed of, you know, the happenings going on. Hopefully, he'll be able to get out of this, and we'll figure
this
out.
You got a bag? I'm going to hyperventilate. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.